Why did you choose this audio program? There may be a number of reasons. You may be engaged or newly married, and you've just started reading every marriage book on the planet. Perhaps you've got a great marriage and want to keep it that way. Maybe you enjoyed reading my first book, Scream-Free Parenting, and you're hoping to apply those same calming principles to your marriage. Or perhaps, and perhaps most importantly, you may be really hurting. You may believe you're in the worst marriage ever, or at least believe that yours is worse than ever. And you may be desperately searching for some guidance and some hope. Whatever your motivation for listening, I have one request at this point. Hold on. This may not be the book for you. That's because this is not your ordinary marriage book. This is probably the first marriage book you've seen that says much of what you have been taught about marriage, how it works and how to make it better, is not only wrong, but actually harmful. And this is definitely the first marriage book you've ever seen that says the best thing you can do for your marriage is to become more self-centered, learning to focus less on your spouse and more on yourself, for the benefit of you both. I know that sounds at best bold, and at worst arrogantly insensitive. Your pain and desire for real improvement are probably speaking louder than any words I may say here. In fact, you may think there's no way I can understand all that you've been through, or all you're going through, just to make your marriage work day by day. And you'd be right. I do not know you personally, and I cannot ever fully know your plight. No one can. But my highest recommendation to you still remains the same. Hold on. Hold on to your present marital state as it is right now, if you're happily or unhappily married, or just beginning to wonder which. If you're single and searching, or single again and searching again. If you're in the process of separation and headed toward divorce court, stop whatever you're doing and just hold on. I believe that the vision for marriage I'm presenting here is so potentially life-changing for you that I'm asking you to cease doing anything further about your situation, at least until you hear me out. What I'm offering here is an invitation to let go of the damaging lies about marriage and then behold some fundamental truths. Truths such as, if you're not under control, you cannot be in connection. Because the greatest barriers to true connection with your spouse are not busy schedules or incompatible interests. The greatest barrier to real connection is your own screaming, your own emotional reactivity. Thus, learning to pause and think clearly is the absolute first and best step toward true intimacy. And it's not what you have in common, it's what you have inside. Because reliance on common interests and compatibility is the foundation for a superficial friendship, whereas reliance on personal integrity in the midst of constant change is the foundation for a deep, lasting marriage. And the only communication skill you need to learn is authentic self-representation, ASR. Because connection is not about using some artificial active listening technique. True connection is about fully representing yourself, your thoughts, your preferences, your positions, your intentions, in word and action, so that, at the very least, your partner has a chance to know you. And it's better to get rubbed the wrong way than never to get rubbed at all. Because in-your-face conflict is always a better path to true intimacy than cold avoidance, especially if you want to experience truly heartfelt connection, and possibly even mind-blowing, scream-filled sex. If you want a warm marriage, you have to walk through fire. Because every couple, in every culture, throughout history, has had to negotiate several natural fires of commitment. And those partners who can keep their cool and walk through each fire with cool integrity have the best chance of creating a truly warm, close relationship. And intimacy always begins with an I. Because taking the risk of boldly pursuing your partner with your truest self, your deepest feelings and desires, in short, your I, is the only way to the close, naked, and even spiritual intimacy we all crave. Now, these truths may fly too much in the face of notions about marriage that you truly hold dear. If so, then again, this may not be the marriage book for you. Moreover, you may not even be looking for any new truths about marriage. You may be honestly searching for the latest and greatest techniques to manage your spouse, train your husband, improve your communication, etc. If so, then again, you may need to look elsewhere. I believe all people function best when given clarity about their situation, the truths about their situation, and then given clarity about their specific choices within that situation. Which choice you make is up to you and can never be determined by another, even a so-called authoritative expert like me. But I do believe that all you are looking for and all you really need in order to radically transform your marriage into the connection of your dreams can be found in this program. Here you will discover timeless, life-changing principles and countless stories and illustrations that show these principles in clear practice. These stories are real-life examples of real-life partners who have bravely chosen to end bad patterns and create new ones, all by simply calming down, growing up, and getting closer. As you might guess, the names and details of these stories have been changed to protect confidentiality, but all the stories are true, and you can definitely find yourself in them. And yet, I will not tell you exactly what to do, except for this. Hold on. Hold on to your belief, however small, that you are not crazy and not alone. Your marriage is difficult, very difficult, and that makes you just like most married people. Hold on to the hope that you are more capable of introducing lasting change into your marriage and into your whole life than you may know. Like the weary traveler caught in the thickest part of the jungle, the open meadow of calm joy may be closer than you realize. Most of all, hold on to your integrity, that truest and most principled part of yourself. Your integrity is the part of you that speaks loudest when you're quiet, informing you of your most deeply held principles and the most passionate dreams for your life. This is the part of you that said, "I do," and it's the part of you that wants you to keep saying it, or at least wants to want you to keep saying it. Your integrity is that part of you that carries the greatest potential for profound, love-affirming, and life-changing decisions. And because of that, it is to your integrity that I am trying to speak most clearly. I wrote this book directly to your integrity, because your integrity knows that life and marriage are difficult, and no growth in life or marriage can happen without clarity, challenge, and truth. Your integrity also knows what you want most, and the very fact that you're listening to this program testifies to your deepest dream. You want to experience a great marriage, one that offers warmth, maturity, peace, connection, and intimacy unlike anything you've ever experienced or enjoyed. To have this type of marriage, you're most likely going to have to do a lot of unlearning. Again, hold on, because if you dare to keep listening to this program, you're in for a bumpy ride, a ride that may turn all that you've been taught about marriage upside down. You're about to stop dreaming of and start moving toward the warm, close marriage you've always wanted. Just hold on.